Hey, this is Mark Manson, and this is another commentary and analysis of 1,500 People Give All the Relationship Advice You'll Ever Need. These commentaries, I talk about how I came up with the ideas for the articles, what went into them, some of the research and stuff behind them. Basically, if you like the article, you can listen to this and learn more about it, and find more sources of cool information to continue your education. But this, the relationship article to end all relationship articles, my God, this thing was a beast. First of all, I obviously did this article largely out of self-serving reasons. You know, I got married, and I sent out an email the week before I got married asking for marriage advice. Holy cow, I got a lot of it back. I did that article back in 2014 when I turned 30, and that was a lot of fun. The article did really, really well. People liked it a lot. I really enjoyed doing that article. So in the back of my mind, I always had this idea of, like, you know, as I hit these major life events, I'm going to keep doing this, basically crowdsource advice and information. This one was a little bit different. I think for a couple reasons, and I'm speaking for me personally, not the result of the article. People love the article, so that's good. I'm very happy about that. But the experience for me, at least, was a little bit different for two reasons from the other one. One is I've spent years and years, like, reading relationship advice and studying relationship advice. So I think it's an area where I feel already pretty competent in. That isn't to say that, like, I've totally got my relationship on lockdown and got everything figured out, but it's a lot of the main principles and stuff is stuff that I've learned and dealt with and talked about through the years. So there wasn't a whole lot that was new. And then on top of that, these emails were very repetitive. And I don't mean that. I'm definitely not. That's not a pejorative statement. I'm not complaining about that. In fact, I thought it actually was very cool to me after a while to see how repetitive the emails were. It actually reminded me, and I can't believe I didn't use this quote in the article, but there's a the opening line that to Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. It says, all happy families are happy in the same way. All unhappy families are unhappy in their own way. Or something like that. It might be the other way around. All unhappy families are unhappy in their own way, and all happy families are the same. But it seems you could definitely say that about marriages, because pretty much everybody who reportedly had a very successful and happy marriage of multiple decades pretty much said the same thing. And all the divorcees and people who had marriages blow up in their face, they all had very unique and interesting horror stories that it got interesting at times. But for me, it was an interesting process going through all these. And whereas the article I did on my 30s, about turning 30s, that was actually a very illuminating article for me to do. And it definitely felt like honestly, that article probably had more of an influence on me than any other article I've ever written. Like, I honestly felt like that article changed me, just reading through all those emails. Whereas this one, I felt like this one was validating a lot of the choices and perspectives I already had. A lot of the stuff in here were conclusions that I've come to over the course of my relationships and my studies. And so it was more just a validating experience to see, you know, people who have been married 20, 30 years say a lot of these things. So I definitely did learn a few things. The number 12, be practical and create relationship rules. I thought that was very interesting. My wife and I have done that a little bit, but I never considered that it could be something that we could sit down and actually, like, hammer out. you know, like rules of engagement, rules of like how we're going to fight, safe words, code words, things like that. I thought that was really interesting. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that really stood out to me. Get good at fighting is very, it's funny when you look into psychological research, it's like, it's basically like get good at fighting. Grow and change, give each other space. The space thing is also something that I've learned because I work from home and my wife works from home. So we are literally around each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we learned, it's basically been like that since about almost 4 years now. So there was a little bit of a learning curve for us, learning how to like balance between giving each other space and then spending quality time together. Because you run into these issues like we're both in the house all day, but we're focused on other things. So we're not necessarily like having good quality time. And then there's other times where it's like, we're just in each other's faces all the time and we want to get away. So it's good to, we both make a point to try to take a trip individually once a year, you know, so she'll go see her family or go somewhere with a friend. And then I'll go on a trip with a friend or do something for business by myself. And then, yeah, number three, the most important factor in a relationship is not communication, but respect. I loved the way, this was a very common response. And I love the way that a lot of the people we emailed describe this, because to me, this is a very very difficult concept to describe. A lot of people described it as, you know, believe your partner has good intentions. Basically, like, you know, if your partner says something that pisses you off, don't necessarily jump to conclusions that they're like this horrible person. And that is like a very, it's true, but it's kind of like a, it's a vague and unhelpful, like it's a difficult way to, it, in terms of like giving like advice that somebody can use, like actionable advice. It's very difficult for people to understand that and process that, I feel. Whereas when you say like, look, it's not about the communication, it's about the respect. Like suddenly that becomes a very tangible thing that people can take and use. So that was very cool. And the other selfish reason I did this, which hopefully will excite people who really like this article, is my next book is going to be about relationships and it should come out in 2018. And so I am currently in the research and outlining phase of the book. So like I haven't even started writing it. I'm recording this January 2017. But this was at the very beginning of the research phase. So I talked to my publisher in October and we agreed that I would do this next book. And so started doing some research in November and December. And so this part was selfishly also a research tool to get responses from 1,500 married couples as to what they think works or doesn't work in their relationship. So that was super helpful. Look for that book in 2018. I'm sure you'll hear me talk about it a million times. So don't worry, you'll hear more. But yeah, that's it.